Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening. I'm here again. Give me one moment. People, I'll call. On the radio, I'll call you back. This is Hebrew Nation Helpline, prophetic message, the lockdown, interpret. This is a broadcast that I attempted to do yesterday. And because I had some technical difficulties and problems, I was not able to record and go live with this broadcast. So I have to come back today and do what the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will have me to do. Because I refuse to let the devil and his demons stop me from doing whatever it is that the God of Moses will have me to do. So that's why I'm here today. I had to redo the broadcast all over again today. And just while I was coming on, just to testify to you how much how important it is that I do this prophetic message about the lockdown. Just when I was trying to log on today and just get started for the broadcast, I had the internet to go out. I had all kind of stuff to happen to try to stop me and discourage me and frustrate me. And I was getting frustrated with the devil to try to stop me from doing what it is that the God of Abraham will have me to do. But me, I'm a type of person, I perseverance. I don't let nothing stop me. When I have something in my mind, in my heart that I got to do, I'm not going to let nothing stop me from doing that. So I'm here again today, and we're gonna finish this. So this is Sister Radio Talk Show, and I am your host, Elisheba. I am your host, Prophetess Elisheba. I am the prophetess of the Hebrew Nation. Today, we are going to be talking about a prophetic interpreting. This is the interpretation broadcast for a prophetic message that was given to me April the 22nd, 2020. It's a word of knowledge. It's a prophetic message from the God of Moses, from the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. It's a word of knowledge. April the 22nd, 2020 is when I was given this message, prophetic message about the lockdown. Now we've been in lockdown now, for two months. The lockdown has been here. And to be honest with you people, I don't feel in lockdown. I don't even feel it because, you know, my God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I don't obey nobody. I don't obey no man. I don't obey no government. The only person I'm going to obey is the God of Moses. So right there, that set me free from everything that this world is trying to give the people right now. So let's get right into our broadcast. If you would like to call in live to join me on this radio broadcast, it's 661-244-9831. This is a divine platform that was set up a year ago. I think today is my anniversary. I think May the 5th, 2019 is when I set this broadcast up for the Hebrew Nation. Okay, like I said, I'm the prophetess of the Hebrew Nation. The God of the Hebrews would like to try and help his people. And without, he cannot do that unless he have a prophet or a prophetess to speak and to warn his people what's going to happen before it happens. And that's what I've been doing for a whole year. A whole year. I told you so, millions of people was going to die in 2020. We was going to go down in history in 2020. And everything that I prophesied to you over this radio divine platform came to pass. Or come to pass. So, prophetic message, the lockdown. I am waiting for them, and I give the glory to all the God of I give the praise to the honor and glory to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrews, the God of the 12 tribes of Israel. I glorify you, I magnify you, and I thank you for giving me this opportunity to share your divine prophetic message with your people, the 12 tribes of Israel. I would like to thank all the heavenly angels, the Holy Spirit, the Son of God, Yeshua. I thank you. I thank the whole heavenly host for giving me the strength and the opportunity to do what I'm doing, to stand before you and the divine wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of the real God. So the prophetic message is all about the lockdown. That's the title of the prophetic message, the lockdown. And he says this. This is what the God of the Hebrews want you people to know. I am waiting for them to accept and realize how much they hurt me. My wounds are beyond me holding back my tears and pain. How long do they think they can resist me and my power of love and gratitude? I will not open your doors until you close the ones you have left open. And you refuse to accept your own actions of wickedness that got you in this place. Please, people, help me to help you by telling me you are sorry for hurting and rejecting your grace and mercy. Love and compassion is near to your end. You have busted my heart in pain and love for a destroyed, blind people of wrath. For the hour to end your suffering of death and pain, let's heal people. I am waiting on your confession. Is needed. I'm waiting on your confession is needed to flip your pain. You fell away. Don't destroy yourselves. So I am here today because I need to use the gift of interpretation. That's out of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. To interpret this prophetic message for you, to give you a full understanding, knowledge, and wisdom to what the God of Moses is saying to his 12 tribes of Israel, the Hebrew Gentiles in the world. Okay? A Gentile is everybody that's not a Hebrew. Everybody not a Jew is a Gentile. So this message is not only for the Hebrew nation, is also for the Gentile nation, because we have everybody all in the world, all over the world, is locked down and locked up. And you people don't understand why you can't get out. So I'm going to read the message again, and I'm going to begin to interpret the message for you as it is divinely told to me what to say to you people. I am waiting for them to accept and realize how much they hurt me. That's the first thing that you people, you Hebrew Israelites, you Christian church, you Buddha, you Allah, all you people that say you're serving God and you love God and you're calling on God, you first have to He is waiting. He is waiting for you. You're not waiting for him. He waiting for you. He is waiting for you to denounce all of your gods, all of your religions, all of your idols, all of your wickedness, all of your rebelliousness, all of your evil, all of your pride. This is the reason that the whole world is in lockdown right now, because of all of those things that I just named to you. No, the government don't have nothing to do with this lockdown. No, the government don't have nothing to do with the coronavirus or COVID-19. Whatever name and whatever title that they want to give it, but that's not what it is. That's what they gave. They don't have nothing to do with this at all. And I told you last night that the government is not in control anymore. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob has took his world and his earth out of the hands of the wicked, because they defiled it. They defiled it with all their gods, all their idols, all their devices, their system. They defiled and polluted the earth. And you have made the God of Moses very, very angry and very, very upset and very, very furious and very, very displeased with you, prophetically speaking to you. So no, the government cannot let you out the lockdown, people. No, the government don't have nothing to do with you coming out the lockdown. The only way you're going to get out the lockdown, you got to do what the God of Moses wants you to do, the real God, the God of Jacob and the God of Isaac, the God of the Bible, the God of creation. So no, the government might think they still in control, but their authority and their power has been stripped from them by the God of Moses when it comes to ruling and running this earth. They don't have no more authority and no more power over his world, because he created this world. They did not create it. He created them. He created me. He created you. And he created this world. And it belongs to him. And he can take it from anybody that he want to take it from, because it don't belong to them. It never have. He just gave them. He gave them authority. He let them rule the earth. He let them rule the earth for many, many generations. Many, many ancient days, he let them rule the earth. The government, the Congress, the mayor, the president, the kings, the queens, whatever. But now their power has been stripped away from them by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am is his name in English. Haya. In the Hebrew, or Ahaya is his name. So he says right here in his prophetic message that he gave you people about the lockdown, because your elders and your leaders, they can't help you. They can't hear God. They cannot hear God. And I'm talking about the real one. I can't tell you people that enough. That's why you don't understand what's going on. You don't know what's happening. You don't know why it's happening. You don't know what you need to do to get out of the situations that you are in right now. And you're just making the wrath of God more and more upon you. because your leaders keep telling you that you okay and you ain't did nothing wrong to God, and God is going to help you, and God is going to fix it, and God is going to just keep believing and praying. They telling you all lies. You are in the wrath of God right now, people. The wrath of the God of Moses have hit this earth against everybody, against everybody, Jew and Gentile. He's very furious and he's very angry. He heated up right now. He heated up. He's so angry that he's killing people, taking people up out of here. And guess what? I'll tell you that later. I am waiting. So I'm going back into the prophetic message right now. As the prophetess of the God of Moses, I have all authority. I have all authority to correct you and to warn you about what's going to happen and what's going to hit this earth and what you need to do right now. You need direction right now, people. You need direction. You need clear spiritual direction. That's what you need. You don't need no carnal and watered down doctrine and understanding and wisdom and knowledge of this world. That's not going to help you. It's got to be divine. It's got to be prophetic. It's got to be a manifestation from the Holy Spirit. So he said here in his message, I am waiting for them to accept and realize how much they hurt me. That's what you people have done. You have hurt the God of the Hebrews. I'm not talking about Jesus. Jesus ain't real. He's not a God at all. That's a God that you was given to through religion, through Christianity. He's not real. He's just an image that was painted for you to bow down, call on, pray to, and worship. If he was real, you wouldn't be in the lockdown right now. If he was real, your churches would be open right now. If Allah was real, your mosques would be open right now. They wouldn't be locked down. If Buddha was real, Hindu, all of them gods that the world have given you, the masters and the pharaohs have set up in this earth for you to worship and call on, so you will be separated and divided from the real God. They're not real, people. And you study calling on them. And you study praying to Jesus. And you fasting to Jesus and to Buddha and to Allah and all these gods that don't got no power. Neither one of those gods have any power because they all represent Satan with different names. I am waiting. The God of Moses is waiting for you to accept and realize how much you have hurt him. But you people don't understand that. You don't understand that because you think you're serving the real God. You think you're saved and you're born again and you into God and you know God is your father and everything going to be good and he going to give you whatever you want and whatever you need. All of that's fairy tale. All of that is fairy tale teaching. It's not biblical. It is not biblical. It is not sound doctrine. It is not the Bible, what you believe. You believe in something that a man have told you to be true, and it's not true. No, he's not going to give you what you want. No, he's not going to give you what you want. You want your job back. You want your gods back. You want your idols back. You want your mall back. You want your clothing stores back. You want your career back. You want your education back. You want your entertainment back. No, he's not going to give it to you. He don't have a reason to, because you have hurt him. You have hurt him so bad that he had to send his angels, his holy angels, down from heaven. He had to take a censer and pour it in the earth and send a plague. You want to call it the coronavirus or COVID-19, but that's not what the God of the Hebrews called it. He sent it. His angels came to this earth and began to slaughter people, kill people. There's no God and nobody in this world got enough power to do what's going on right now. No God and nobody. They don't have enough power to shut this whole earth down, people. They don't have enough power. Your government don't have enough power. Your mayor don't have enough power. Your Congress don't have enough power. Your Jesus and your God's YHWH, Yah, Most High, TMH, Allah, they don't have enough power to do this. This is the God that created this world. He's all power. He's all power, and no one can stop him. No one. So he's waiting on you. He's been watching you for 2 months, ever since you've been in the lockdown. 2 months. And I have given you prophecy after prophecy after prophecy after prophecy, so many prophecies that the God of Moses have given to me to speak to you, Israel. To speak to you, Israel. And you have rejected. You have rejected everything that he have told you from May the 5th, 2019, up to May the 5th, 2020. It's been a whole year since I've been prophesizing on this divine platform. And you know what? That whole year that I prophesied and told you what was going to happen and what the God of Abraham was going to do to this world and to the 12 tribes of Israel, you didn't pay no attention. You didn't pay no attention. You just looked at me and that woman don't know what she's talking about. She crazy. Millions going to die in 2020. Oh, she's just crazy. I told you that 9-10 months ago. Oh, she's just crazy. She don't know what she's talking about. And when 2020 rolled in, January, the death began. The Hebrew calendar, the New Year's was March the 7th, was in the earth. He's waiting for you. But he ain't going to wait too much longer, people. I'm going to tell you that now, prophetic speaking to you. Because he already angry. He already mad. He already upset. He already took his earth out of the hand of the wicked. Their whole system is shut down right now. Their whole system is shut down by the God of the Hebrews. The God that destroyed Pharaoh in Egypt. That God. That God, not Jesus, not Jehovah, none of them gods. They just statues and paintings and images that don't got no breath. They can't breathe, they can't walk, they can't talk, they can't do nothing. He ain't gonna wait too long. And when he tells me, the God of Abraham tell me that he not waiting no more, you can bet, people, prophetically speaking to you, the wrath gonna get so heated up in this earth. You're gonna see floods, you're gonna see fireballs coming down from the sky, hitting up buildings, blowing buildings up, knocking them down, flattening all kind of houses, burning up. nothing but pure destruction in your path. He's not going to keep waiting on you, people, because he's been waiting on you for ancient times. I'm here to warn you. I'm here to warn you. I'm here to help you. I'm here to correct you. And I'm here to rebuke you for your behavior. For your behavior. For your wickedness. For your evil. For your sins. For your abominations. And for you breaking the law and rejecting the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to serve other gods and idols. I told you months ago, walk away from Christianity. Walk away from all forms of religion. No, but you didn't do it, did you? You didn't do it. Now look at you. You're in a lockdown. And can't nobody let you out but the God of the Hebrews, the real God. Come on, Hebrew Israelites. Where your elders at? Where are your elders and your leaders? Can't they pray you out of the lockdown? Can they pray you out of the lockdown? Can they call on TMH? A wise WH, a Yah, or the Most High to let you out the lockdown? No. No. No, people. I am waiting for them to accept and realize how much they hurt me. My wounds are beyond me, holding back my tears. He got so many wounds that we have gave our God. So many wounds. When you hurt a person so many times without acknowledging that you are hurting them, what do you think is going to happen eventually? How is that person going to react to you eventually? They're going to fight back. They're going to fight back because they're going to realize if they don't fight back, you're going to destroy them. And that's why I say all power has been took away from the government and the pharaohs and the masters to run and rule this earth. Because they have wounded. They have wounded. His heart is broken inside out. But you want to think it's a game, right? You know, you want to think it's all about your God, Jesus, and all your religion, and all your tradition and doctrine. No, I don't have nothing to do with that. That's over with, people. That is over with. All your religion and all your gods and tradition and doctrine and idols that you've been following for generations, that's over with now. You're about to see the real God up in this earth now. You're about to see how the real God operates up in this earth. I know you've been taught about a fairy tale God that love everybody and want to help everybody. Oh, hopefully it reconnects. Because yesterday when I lost the connection, people, I couldn't even make the broadcast at all. So hopefully today everything reconnected back and I can finish interpreting the prophetic message for you. Hopefully, I pray that it's okay today. So we have wounded him. He has many tears. He has so many wounds that he can't even hold back his tears any longer. He can't hold back his tears no more. And pain, how long do they think they can resist me and my power of love and gratitude? How long, people? How long are you people going to resist the real God? Should he kill more people? 1 million people ain't enough yet, huh? You need him to kill more people, right? Is that what it is? He haven't showed you enough power yet? Is that what it is? How long? How long? Because he will not stop killing, prophetic speaking. He will not stop killing people, people. Until you do what he wants you to do. It's that simple. He did it with our ancestors, Hebrews, and he's doing it with their children, Hebrews. You want to resist his power? He say, how long can they resist me? You've been resisting them for centuries and generations. Resisting means you don't have time for him. Resisting means you don't love him. Resisting means you don't show him that you love him. Resisting, you too good to confess your sins and your faults. You resisting him. And you're just making the wrath of God more heated up in this earth. That's all you people doing. He helped. How long can they resist me and my power? Do you know how much power the God of Moses has? Your government don't have no power. Your slave masters don't have no power. Your pharaohs don't have no power. Your God don't have any power. They can't get you out the lockdown. None of them can. And if they try, prophetic speaking to you right now, if they try to open up this world that don't belong to them anymore, they're not in charge of the world anymore. That been took away from them by the God of Moses. If they try to open up this economy and open up this world and go back into their same idolatry and idol worship and false gods and sin and wickedness and evil and breaking the law, guess what? You think people dying now. You don't want to see what's going to happen if you try to do that. And I'm speaking to you prophetically. I'm warning you, people. I'm warning you. Don't play with the God of the Hebrews. Don't play with him. He's nothing to play with. He will hurt you people very bad. You and your pharaohs. I will not open your doors until you close the one you have left open. He ain't gonna open them up. You're going to stay in lockdown and you're going to suffer. And you're going to be in misery and pain. Like you put him in misery and pain all of those generations. Hebrews, Israel, all of those generations and all of those centuries, you put him in a lot of pain. Why should he make your life happy again? Why should he give you your gods back? Open up all your churches and synagogues and mosques and your temples and your shrines and your Christian churches and your Hebrew Israelite camps. Why should he do that? What is that going to benefit him if he do that? Give you your job back and your work back and your college back and your career back. What benefit? Absolutely not. There's no benefit in that for him. And because of that, he don't have a reason to open it up. His world. I will not open your doors until you close the one you have left open. You left all kind of doors. Ever since you people been in lockdown for 2 months, you still got them same doors open. For sin. You're thinking about sin. You're thinking about sin. That's all on your mind. When I can get out the lockdown and go party. When I can get out the lockdown and go get drunk. When I'm going to get out the lockdown and go get high. When I'm going to get out the lockdown to go to my college. When I'm going to get out the lockdown to go to work. When I'm going to get out the lockdown to wear my joys again and look good walking up and down the sidewalk with my weaves in, and my nails, and my booty shots, and my breast implants, and my million-dollar yacht on the water, and my Lamborghini driving up and down Hollywood Boulevard. When will I be able to get my private jet and ride over to the Bahamas and the islands and lay on the beautiful islands and soak in the sun with my million-dollar helicopter sitting on the sand? Oh, you still got all them same doors open. That's all you thinking about. What you want. What you want, people. When you want it and how you want it. That's the very thing that got you in the lockdown. You got to close them doors. You have broke his law. You have committed a national transgression. When I say national, that means the whole world is in the lockdown. The whole world have sinned against the God of Moses. You got to close the doors. You got to confess and walk away from all of your wickedness. It ain't about you no more, people. The God of the Hebrews could care less about you people now. Because y'all already showed him what you want and what gods you love and what gods you enjoy and what entertainment you enjoy and what you want to do with your life. You already showed him. He ain't thinking about you people right now. I'm telling you that right now, prophetically speaking. He is not thinking about you people. The only people that's on his mind right now is the remnant. That's the 10% that will make it out of all of this wrath that's in the earth and more to come. Because you people refuse. You refuse. Look. And I would not open your doors until you close the ones you have left open. And you refuse. What did I just tell you? You refuse to accept your own actions of wickedness that got you in this place. Please, people, help me to help you by telling me you are sorry for hurting and rejecting your grace and mercy. You have to tell him you're sorry now. And it have to be with tears. And it have to be with mourning. And it have to be with weeping. And it have to be with crying out. It have to be with confession. and worship and praise and admiration for the Creator. But you people too good for that. You got too much pride. You and your leaders and your government, you got too much pride to do that. You ain't going to do it. It's up to you. You have rejected him. You got to tell him you're sorry for hurting him. You got God's heart, man. His heart is broken. He feels like right now nobody in this world knows him. Nobody loves him. Nobody want to be with him. Nobody want to talk to him. Nobody want to pray with him. Nobody want to worship him. All you want to do is call on your same old gods and do your same old stuff, your idol worship that you do every day. You have rejected your grace and mercy. That's why a lot of people are dying. Millions are dying right now. Right now. You have rejected your grace and mercy. Your grace is not the government and the queen and the king and the president and all these people that rule this world. Because the God of Moses let them rule it, but not no more. You have rejected your grace. And you have rejected your mercy. And that's why you got millions of people dying and dropping dead. And can't nobody stop it. I don't care how much they social distance and wear masks. And I don't care how much you do that. The God of Moses is going to kill whoever he want to kill. Your mask, your social distance, your lockdown. None of that going to be able to help. You have rejected. Go ahead and continue to do what the government wants you to do. Y'all belong to them anyway. You don't belong to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It shows who you belong to and who you will obey and who you got faith, confidence, and trust in. Who you always had it in all your life. Your mama and them, they had the same confidence and trust in the government, in their job, in their education, in their money. Your money don't mean nothing, Lil Wayne. Your money don't mean nothing, JC. Your money don't mean nothing, Nicki Minaj, Oprah Winfrey. Your money don't mean nothing, Jordan. I read in the Bible, you're going to take your money and throw it in the streets. Because you won't have nothing to spend it on up in this earth. Because everything has been closed and shut down by the God of Moses. Your money is nothing, rich man. You know what you should have did with all that money? Instead of putting 100 pair of Jordans in your closet and all kind of Gucci and Louis Hebrews. I'm talking to you black folks. Louis Vuitton bags and Calvin Klein, Versace sunglasses, $5,000. You know what you should have been doing with that money, people? You should have been helping the poor. That's what you should have been doing. And if you would have did that, you would have some mercy right now. Because you people have been selfish, wicked, and evil with the money that he gave you, he didn't give it to you. The devil gave it to you because that's who you worship and got the money. All kind of rituals or whatever you did to get it. But even when you got all that satanic evil money, you didn't do nothing with it. But deck your own self out. Deck your $5 million mansion out. Two or three yachts on the water for you. 10 Lamborghinis up in your garage. Can you drive it right now? Can you drive them Lamborghinis right now? No, you in lockdown. TD Jakes, Craft O'Dollar, Benny Hinn, Kenny Copeland. Can you ride up in your jets now? No, you in lockdown. And your Jesus can't even open the door and let you out. Wow, isn't that sad? A God that you've been serving all your lives to go against the real God can't even open the door. Your Satan, your Lucifer, Lucy they call it. He can't even open the door and let your world continue as it have been. He can't even open it. He ain't got no power to. Satan do have power, but he don't have enough power to stop the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the real God, the one that created him. And that's why his kingdom, which is he's the God of this world, is on lockdown. Let me keep reading. You have rejected your grace and mercy. I'm still reading a prophetic message. Love and compassion is near to your end. You have busted my heart in pain and love for a destroyed, blind people of wrath. That's what you did, people. You busted God's heart with pain. It's busted now. You are a destroyed, blind people. Thus said the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Foolish, retarded people. You are retarded. You are retards. You are a blind people of wrath for the hour to end your suffering of death and pain. Let's heal people. I am waiting on your confessions. It's needed to flip the pain. You fell away. Don't destroy yourselves. Now, I will read some scriptures to you right now. I have about 5 Bible verses that I would like to read to continue to interpret this prophetic message from the God of Moses. Now, let me say something else to you people. Today, I looked in the news, right? For 2 months, 3 months, they've been saying, oh, China. China made it in a lab. China made it in a lab. China made it here. China did that. 5G did this. For 2-3 months, the government and all the people in this kingdom been saying to their own selves that China is the one that made this. This virus come from China. But today I read in the news, people, and I've been telling you the whole time that China ain't got nothing to do with this. I've been telling you for 3 months that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob put this virus, this plague, this pestilence in the earth. But you don't want to believe that because you've been taught that he's an all-loving God. He ain't going to hurt us. Oh, he'll never hurt me. Never. I'm too good. I'm saved. I'm righteous. I'm with God. He's my Father. I read in the news today, they have made their final analysis about COVID-19, they call it. The scientists They have all put all their information together. And they said today on the news that the coronavirus, COVID-19, they're calling it. They don't know what to call it because they don't even know where it came from. They said today in the news that it's not man-made. Can't no man make a virus so strong like this in this earth. Man don't have enough sense. They don't have enough power to make something like this that's so powerful, that's killing millions of people. So they said today, this is not man-made. It's not made in a lab. It just appeared in the earth. That's in the news today. Headline. It just appeared in the earth. Yeah, from who? The God that you have rejected. The God that you have hurt. The God that you have despised. The God that you hate. Yeah. They realize it now, huh? That it just appeared in the earth. And they don't have no control of it. And guess what else I read today in the news? They've been talking about they're going to make a vaccination and they'll have it ready and all of that. The scientists are saying today, we don't even know how to make a vaccination for this disease. We don't even know how to make one. We don't have no idea what we can put together, chemicals or whatever we can do to stop this virus from spreading all over the earth. We don't know what to do. We don't have no knowledge. This is in the news, people. We don't have no knowledge to how to stop this, they say. And they're terrified. Your governments are terrified, people. Because for the first time in history, they're dealing with something that they don't know nothing about. And they don't have no understanding of where it come from and how it was created. It just appeared in the earth through nature, they say. Yeah, I know who controlled nature. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yes. Let me read Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 through 8. So you can get that, you can erase that out of your mind. That it come from China, it come from here. No, it come from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Ahaya is his name. I am in English. The same God that took down Pharaoh. Just like he plagued Egypt, he about to plague this world. It's no difference. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1 through 8. So much confidence in your government that they're going to get the vaccination and they're going to get the cure. No, they can't get no cure. They don't have no cure. You cannot cure something that the God of Moses put in the earth. He has to take it away. That's the only way it's going to lead. All they lied. They've been making cures and vaccinations and stuff like that. And not this time. Because they don't have nothing to do with this one. Believe me. 3, 1 through 8. Ecclesiastes. Let me read my scriptures. And I have one more announcement. And I'm just going to let you go. And I pray this come out right away. Because I do not want to come back tomorrow and do this over. To everything there is a season. And a time to every purpose under the heavens. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing, time to get, and a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to cast away, a time to rend, a time to sow, a time to keep silent, a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time of war, and a time of peace. Right now, it's about the time of hate for the God of the Hebrews. He hate you people because y'all hate him. He hate those that hate him. 90% of this world hate the God of Moses. 90% of the Hebrew Israelites, I mean, not the Hebrew, the Hebrew nation, the Israelites, 90% of this world hate the God of Moses. It's time for hate now. It's time to cast away now. It's time to get rid of the evil and the wickedness in this earth. It's a time to kill. Right here in Ecclesiastes 3:3, a time to kill and a time to heal. Right now, it's a time to kill and it's a time to break down. He got to break you down, people. You hard. You real hard. He got to break you down to the ground. Your system. He got to break it all down. Which he is doing right now, and no one can stop him. Me as the prophetess of the God of Moses, I'm standing in the gap. I'm trying to help you people. I'm trying to give you the prophetic message, the understanding, the prophetic, what's going to happen, why it's going to happen, what you can do. Of your leaders are doing that right now because they can't hear God and they don't operate in the prophetic. They disconnected from the Holy Spirit and the real God and the heavenly angels. Hosea 10:9. Oh Israel, thou hast sinned from the days of Gibeah. There they stood the battle of Gibeah against the children of iniquity, did not overtake them. You have sinned for many, many generations. Hebrew Israelites, 12 tribes, Mexico, Issachar, Panama, Zebulun, Ephraim, Puerto Rico, Manasseh, Cuba. African Americans, Judah, Haitians, Levi, Simeon, Dominican Republic. You have sinned, O Israel. I want you to know who you are, Israel. The God of Moses wants you to know who you are. You have sinned, burning incense to the idols. Mary, Maria, Guadalupe, Jesus, Jesus, Jehovah, Jehovah. That's what he's called in the Caribbean, over there in Mexico and all over there in Ecuador and South America and Panama, Honduras. He's Jehovah. But in America, he's Jehovah. You have sinned, Israel. Next verse, Psalms 42:3. With your goody two shoe self. Goody two shoe. That's who you are. Goody two shoe. Yay, I'm good. Yay, I'm good. I'm good. I'm going to serve my idols forever. The God of Moses ain't going to never hurt me. Ain't going to never kill me. He's never going to destroy me. God is happy with me. He's happy because I'm burning incense to Jesus and Mary, calling on Jesus and Jehovah. Yay, God is happy with me. I haven't did nothing wrong. Psalms 42:3. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? David said his soul was thirsting for the God of Moses, the living God. Your soul, people, children of Israel, Hebrew Israelites, Christian church, Muslim, Mormons, all y'all Seventh-day Adventists, your souls are thirsting for false gods. You can't wait for them churches to open back up, huh? And them synagogues and them mosques. You can't wait, can you? Can you be? You know what? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is laughing at you people right now. Y'all is a joke to him. He laughing at you. You can't wait to go back to your career, to work, to get your money. He's laughing at you, people. Now he can laugh. You have hurt him so much that now he can begin to laugh and mock you and your gods and your idols and your government. He's mocking y'all right now, prophetically speaking. Tell Jesus that. Go tell Jesus that and Jehovah. Go tell them, people. Can't they help you, people? Go tell the Pope over there in the Catholic Church. He in lockdown, too. Go tell the Pope right now that he needs to give you a blessing. He can't help you either. He in lockdown, him and all his idols up in the Vatican. Psalms 42:10. Can't help him? They God Satan? No, he cannot. Psalms 42:10. So David was saying, I'm thirsting for the living God, and my tears have become my bread and my meat daily. David was crying and confessing his sins so much. His tears became his food. He didn't want to eat. He didn't want to eat. You people still want to go out and eat lobster and go in your favorite restaurants and all of that. David didn't want to eat because he had realized that he had sinned against the living God. And you people have not realized that yet because you're too good and you got so much pride. And you think you're so righteous and holy and right. Verse 10. As with a sword. Verse 42:9. I will say unto God. Psalms 42:9. My rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I a mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? David felt like God had forgotten him, the God of Moses, because the God of Abraham was letting the enemy oppress Israel when our ancestors was in their own land. King David, he praying and said, God, you are my rock, but why have you forgotten me? Don't you people feel forgotten right now? Don't you people feel forgotten right now, with people in your household dropping dead bodies laying everywhere, stinking all over the world, because they ain't got enough room in the morgue to bury you people. Why do I go on mourning? Because of the oppression of the enemy. God is your enemy right now, people. He is your enemy right now. You made him your enemy. He didn't want to be your enemy. He never wanted to be your enemy, Israel. Just like our ancestors made him their enemy, we, their children, are making him our enemy right now today. He's our enemy, and he's oppressing us right now. He's oppressing you people. Yes, he took your job. Yes, he took your money. Yes, he took your education and your college and your career. Yes, he did it because he is your enemy, because you are still rejecting him. So, lady, verse 5. Go tell him that. Excuse me. Cedia, you need to fix the chicken. Something. You need to get them full. Psalms 80, verse 5. Thou feedest them the bread of tears. Psalms 80, verse 4. I have two more after that. Oh, how long would thou be angry of thy people? You people study praying, but God is still angry with y'all because you praying the wrong prayers. You praying to Jesus. You praying to all your gods, your idols. Oh, Jesus. I can hear them over there in the Caribbean and Mexico burning candles and all of that. Oh, Jesus. Oh, ceramicists, please open up our church. Oh, Jesus, we need you. Oh, yeah, all of that. He's still angry at your prayers that you pray. All your Catholic church prayers that you pray every day that's already wrote out for you in a book or a manuscript for you to pray. You're making them more angry at you. That's all you're doing, people. I'm telling you what I know. Oh, Mary, oh, Guadalupe, oh, Jehovah, help us, get us out the lockdown. We need a lockdown, we need our jobs back, we need our life back. I want to go back to school, finish my career, be a doctor, be a lawyer. Oh, Jehovah, oh, Yah, oh, YHWH, Most High, TMH, help us, get us out to stop the coronavirus. No, people, he's angry at your prayers because you're still praying to the wrong God. Thou feedest them with the bread of tears and giveth them tears to drink and great measures. Our ancestors, they went through so much suffering. The wrath of God hit Jerusalem so hard, people. Because they had all kind of idols all up on hills and mountains and trees and everywhere. Just like you got them today, all up in your churches, all up in your mosques. The only difference, they had theirs outside. You have yours in a building. That's the only difference. You will cry, people. You don't think you're not crying now. But when thus said the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrews, when I get finished with you people, what I'm going to do to you people, you will be on your knees crawling like a dog, begging me to help you miserable, rebellious people. You will be crawling to me when I get finished with you. You're going to be crawling, begging me. be too late then. Now is the time for you people to repent and confess your wickedness. Psalms 102:9. Please, I'm on the radio. Y'all making all the noise. Keep going in and out the door. Respect God. Respect God up in this house. And stop all the wickedness y'all doing. In and out the door, in and out, all that stuff. For what? Can't stand the word of God because y'all people got so much pride. Psalms 102:9. I have eaten ashes like bread and mingled my drink with weeping because of thy indignation and thy wrath. But thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. It's because of the wrath of Moses. This coronavirus, they want to call it. They don't even have a name for it. The name that they gave it, COVID-19, that's not even what it is. It doesn't come from man. It comes from heaven. It comes from above. It was poured out into the earth by the holy angels. They pour it out into the earth to kill, to destroy men, women, children. It doesn't matter. Second Samuel 16:12. No, I don't want to serve a God like that. A God that kills people. A God that hurt people. A God that makes people. I don't want that God. It doesn't matter if you want him or not. And guess what? He don't want you either now. He don't want you either, people. Just like you have rejected him, he have rejected you. He don't care if you don't want him now. It's wrath time right now. It's wrath time right now. It doesn't matter what you feel no more. 2 Samuel 16:12. Yes, I'm a real prophet. Yes, I am. 2 Samuel 16:12. Last one. I'm going to give you one more message, and I'm going to say goodbye. Have a good night. 16:12. Can't nobody pray this away, people. I don't care how much oil they put on you around their house and fast and consecrate themselves and call on Allah all day and all night. It doesn't matter what you do. Nobody can take the wrath of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob out this earth, but he himself. Verse 12, 2 Samuel 16:12. It may be that Ahio will look on my affliction, and that Ahio will requite me good for his cursing this day. See, David, he needed Ahio to look upon his affliction because he sinned. He sinned against the God of Moses, and he began to afflict David. He began to hurt David. And that's why he killed his baby that he had by Bathsheba, because he married her. He killed the man and married his wife. So the God of Moses took the baby and killed the baby. You're going to pay, people. you going to pay for your rebellion. I would like to say this now, and I'm getting ready to leave. I read to you a prophetic message. I told you earlier today that the God of Moses has been giving me many messages to tell you Hebrew Israelites. I told you about maybe 2 months ago, or a month, well, what was that? I think it was about a month and a half ago. I had a dream, a vision. I told you people need to leave New York right away. Go look at the tape that I made Saturday. The prophetic message that I gave you about New York. But I want to talk to you about this dream, this vision I had a month ago. I told you that it was a man, a white man, came to me, and I was in New York, and I was in this building, and I seen a lot of food, and a lot of people were just lined up to eat in New York, and then I was took into the back of the building, and then it was a man, a white man, come to me with curly hair and glasses on, and a white long sleeve shirt. And he said, I have something to give you. He said, no, I'm in charge of New York. I am in charge of New York. And he said, I have something to give you. Wait a minute. And he left and he came back with a ring. The ring was shaped like a crown, a gold crown that you put on a king or a queen head. And inside the crown was purple jewels, beautiful ring. And when he put it on my finger, I looked down at the ring and I said, oh my God, this is such a beautiful ring. I never seen a ring so beautiful, people, in my life. And then when I looked down at the ring again, it turned into a skull, S-K-U-L-L, with wings on the side of it. So I told you Saturday when I made the broadcast that you need to get out of New York, black people, as soon as possible. Because the crown represents Judah. Judah is the black people, the Negroes, the African American, they call them, all over the earth today. But especially, I'm talking about New York. You need to leave New York quick as possible. Because it's going to be a lot of death there for black people. Lots of death. I'm warning you now. Pack your bag and go somewhere else, another city. Don't stay in New York. Do not stay in New York. Remnant, I'm talking to you. But you, the only people that the God of Moses is concerned about right now is the remnant. Don't stay in New York. Pack your bag and go anywhere else other than, and don't go to Detroit either. So today I was looking at the news. Today I was looking at the news and I was looking up an article that they had about the coronavirus. And they said that the coronavirus, they cannot figure out no vaccination and how to stop it. They don't know how to stop it, people. They don't have no idea how to stop it. They don't know what it is. That's why they can't make a vaccination to stop it, because they don't know what it is. And they said today it wasn't made in no lab. Man cannot make something so powerful like that. So I was reading an article, and they said the word COVID-19. When you look up the word COVID-19, it means crown. Crown. C-R-O-W-N. And I had the prophetic dream about a month ago about a crown that was given to me in New York with jewels in it, a gold crown, a ring. So COVID-19 means crown. Crown means royalty. Crown means Judah. So it's most definitely something that's spiritual going on in this earth right now that man cannot figure out. Your government cannot figure it out. So COVID-19 represents crown. And I had a crown put on my hand, and a man from New York that was over New York put the crown on my hand, and it turned to a skull. So I'm letting you people know, prophetically speaking to you, that because you want to confess and repent from your evil and wickedness, things are going to get way, way, way worse. He's been watching you for 2 months in the lockdown. You haven't showed him nothing. Nothing, absolutely nothing, people, but the same old tired, wore out stuff that you've been doing for centuries. That will not be helping you up out of this plague. I told you, I think it was 2 months, I had another prosthetic. A vision where the angel was talking to me in my vision, in my dream. The angel was talking to me, and it was this young man that came. He came to my house. I was at my mom's house. He came to my house, a black guy, black young man, and he's 28, 30 years old. And he came in the door. He was so tired. He was so tired. He sit down on the couch. He said, "Oh, I'm so tired. I'm so tired. I'm so weak." He couldn't even keep his eyes open. He couldn't walk. He was just so weak. He just flopped down on the couch. And when he flopped down on the couch, the angel began to talk to me. And he told me, "Tell him that he needs more protein. He need more protein." And I was reading today the article that I'm telling you about COVID-19 mean crown. It was saying that the coronavirus, the COVID-19 virus, it spikes the protein in your body. I already knew that a month ago, that it's attacking the protein in the people body to break down their immune system, to make them weak, and then it kills them. So the angel told me to tell the young man he need more protein. I'm telling you people today, you need a lot of protein. A lot of protein. To keep your immune system up. I'm about to end the broadcast. I'll talk to y'all later. I'll probably be here Saturday. Have a good night. Hopefully everything worked out with this broadcast.